This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Start another hour of the Good Day program live on the 4th of July with a song, not necessarily patriotic, but fitting for the 4th of July Independence Day. Richie, why don't you reach over to Charlie Daniels and see if you can get him going. The Charlie Daniels Band in America. That'd be a nice way for us to start this hour. Another hour of conversation, things that are trending today, focusing on the 4th.
Sound up in Long Island, out to San Francisco Bay, and everything that's in between them is our home. We may have done a little bit of fighting amongst ourselves, but you outside people best leave us alone. 'Cause we'll all stick together, and you can take that to the bank. That's the cowboys and the hippies, and the rebels and the Yanks. You just go play your hands.
The rebels and the Yanks.
That's us.
Sounds like the Yanks. Baseball teams. I'm the Yank.
You're the Yank.
I don't know about you. You're not the rebel, are you? You're not a Johnny Reb.
Between the two of us,
we're both rebels.
Yeah, actually.
Exactly. Rich McFadden in the control room in our main studio at our originating network, Radio America, with his son, Sean, who may make his first appearance on the radio program today. Got up and ready to go. So, Dad, take me with you to work.
That's what he wanted to do.
What's going on? Ken Kessler is with us in San Diego. Happy to be monitoring what you're saying, what you're thinking. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. Mostly, what are you doing for the 4th of July being posted there? What a lot of people are thinking about being ensconced in a bad weather situation. It's not getting worse. It's not as bad. Again, the news media taking things and twisting and turning it around. Did Hurricane Arthur affect things where Richie is? Yep, down in the Carolinas.
Still
yep.
is raining in on the banks of the Delmarva right now.
It will rain there. It's raining. Rain has just started in New York City.
It's 65 miles off the coast. So.
Yeah. Right. And tracking north, it'll make its next landfall in Nova Scotia not until early tomorrow morning. So by that time, most of what would have been the effects of this light hurricane, this is Hurricane Light. Shouldn't be it's called Hurricane Arthur, but it ought to be called Hurricane Light because just barely a hurricane. And when they pick up speed and force, it's because of the warm waters in the Atlantic. And it happens that it's moved up along a little bit north of what is the Gulf Stream. Gulf Stream comes across from Britain over the North Atlantic through the Central Atlantic and lands basically around Daytona Beach. That's why the water is so much different south of Daytona Beach than it is north of Daytona Beach because of the Gulf Stream. And that affects these storms like this. And so as they move along, they tend to move faster and get out of the way quicker and have less impact once they're on cold water. And that's, in essence, I mean, it's not cold. It's not like wintertime cold water. But, you know, get out 100, 200, 300, 400 miles in the Atlantic, and the water's only about 55 degrees. So it doesn't sustain these things. These storms do not sustain.
I would like to thank Arthur for delivering us just a beautiful weekend of weather.
Well, that's
here.
What it is. You should be thankful for it.
Mid-Atlantic, yeah.
That's the appropriate way to view it, Richie. It's very nice to be
appreciate
thankful.
Appreciate that, Arthur. Thank you.
Hey, Arthur. True meaning of the 4th of July and what you probably don't know about the 4th of July. Most people don't know that on July 2nd, not July 4th, the members of the Continental Congress voted for independence. They didn't sign it until the 4th, but it was actually voted on the 2nd. So you could legitimately say that the 4th of July is the 2nd of July. If you wanted to be,
I think I follow that.
Yeah, no, that's how they got together and signed all the documentation.
How much beer they drank as they were signing the Declaration of Independence.
I don't know. Let's have a
I'm sure
party.
That was a party.
Are you celebrating Independence Day? Hopefully you are today. And how are you celebrating it is the subject of our poll at DougStephan.com. Are you going to a parade? Are you having a cookout? Going shopping? Touring a museum or some other historical site? Are you doing some or all of these things collectively? Or is it just another work day for you? This is not work for us. We're here because we want to be here, have a little fun with you, and offer a service of a live radio program for stations oftentimes carry us on holidays that don't carry us Monday through Friday or don't carry as many hours. And all the hosts are off today. This would probably be one of the few, if the only other, as a matter of fact, George Norrie and I always have this conversation. He likes to do the early morning stuff on a holiday, and then the holiday, I mean, the real holiday, he's off. So I'm really the only one that stays on or is on in every circumstance on a holiday, and I like to be here. And if other folks want to be with me, like Richie does, and his son Sean. So Sean, you've been in the studio before. Have you been on another program before?
I've said my name and stuff. Like, I've talked.
Really?
But, like, not like this before.
No. So what do you think?
It's pretty cool.
Really?
Yeah.
In what way is it cool?
I don't know. Just having my voice out there.
You have a pretty good voice for a 10-year-old. You know that, right?
Thanks.
You're welcome. So how do you think people your age and or older ought to celebrate the 4th of July? What do you feel about Independence Day? What does it mean to you?
I'm pretty happy about it.
Because, really?
I wouldn't really want to talk like the British or have those little British sayings and stuff. Because we would have those if we had, don't. We hadn't had independence.
Your father's pretty good at having an English and a French. Have you ever heard his French accent?
I could do a British accent, but
really?
It kind of sounds Australian.
It's more like Australian.
Uh-huh. Right. But you wouldn't want to talk like that. You'd rather talk the way you do.
Yeah, I like my voice now.
Tell him what I was quizzing you about last night at dinner, Sean.
He was quizzing me about, like, Independence Day and the Declaration of Independence and all that stuff. And I'm like, I know the answer, but what is it?
I was trying to get him to name some of the signers, and he couldn't remember Ben Franklin's name.
It was on the tip of my tongue.
Frankly, Ben, I don't give a darn. 888-302-3684. If you'd like to join us, Bob has a comment on Hurricane Arthur, and I'm wondering what expertise you have on Arthur, given the fact you're in Texas.
Well, I was just wondering, you know, they're supposed to name these things after people that, you know, to make them scared, to make them run away. Naming a hurricane after Dudley Moore? I don't think so.
See? That's what I said yesterday.
Doesn't
not very intimidating,
a whole lot of fear
is it?
In me. I figure it's going to hit the beach, blow itself out, and then stagger up the coast and go back out into the ocean.
They should name these things like Buck.
Buck,
you know,
good for your Hurricane Buck.
Yeah, I mean, think of like good tough names.
Yeah, what Hurricane Todd?
Todd. Dudley.
Dudley,
Hurricane Dudley. Dudley. Not very intimidating.
All right. How about
Hannibal?
Hurricane Hannibal.
Hannibal would be a great hurricane name.
Good, right? What would be the most intimidating name?
That's it.
888-302-3684.
They should name hurricanes after serial killers and mass murderers.
Ah, nice. Hurricane Charlie.
Hurricane Manson, yeah.
All right. Okay.
See, that would scare the hell out of people. They would go running.
888-302-3684. Folks, we are growing older every day. We know that. We were talking about that last night, how quickly the time flies. Every day seems to go by faster and perhaps better. Hopefully, there are good things that are happening in your life. A lot of things are happening to your body, know it or not. One of the things that's obvious about people as they grow older, no matter what their circumstance, is that they lose their hair. You lose your hair. Some people have lost hair prematurely. That doesn't have to be the case, though. It doesn't have to stick, if you don't mind the play on words here. What I'm suggesting is that you try a product that I've been touting, and so have others, for quite a long time. It's called Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A. It's a natural hair therapy in that all the natural ingredients are aimed at cleansing the pores and having the hair follicles that are under your scalp come through, grow back again. So you don't have to worry about hair implants. You don't have to worry about how your hair is going to look. It's going to look natural because it's going to be your hair. That's it. That's the promise. Call 800-525-8319 and use the phone appropriately to take care of a need that you have. You, your spouse, it may make any how old you are, if your hair is colored or not, treated, nothing will get in the way of you growing your hair back again. What comes in may not look like what's on your head now, especially if you have it colored. What comes in is going to be what your natural color is. 800-525-8319. That's the number to order Provia and get the new Provia Super Concentrate when you mention Doug Steffen. Stop your hair loss now. Make the summer a time of year when you're going to be proud of how you look all the way around. Call this week. Express shopping, good Doug, express shipping is yours when you shop online for Provia at 800-525-8319.
This weekend during Guitar Center's 4th of July sale, save up to 50% off our guaranteed lowest price on the gear you need to get out and play. Like all-American-made Reed Love acoustic guitars, 15% off. A Simmons electronic drum set for just $299. Or M-Audio studio monitors, just $99 each. And pick up a boom mic stand for just $19. Plus special extended financing when you use your Guitar Center gear card. The only question is, where will you play? Now through Sunday, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house, fans rule.
This is our stadium.
Our locker room.
Our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap. And our pregame meal is
hand-spun wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find the location nearest you.
This line's boring.
Whoa, talking Super 8 thing.
Impressive, huh? Now let's go find some fun.
I'm getting groceries.
Oh, you could get those anytime. Bow!
I love roller coasters.
You know what else you'll love? Super 8's great rates. And with so many super destinations, you could find fun almost anywhere. Are you even listening?
Huh? Sorry.
Funnel cake. Gets them every time. Go to Super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8. Destination super. All Super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at O'Reilly Auto Parts when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
It's Sam Adams Summer Ale season.
I love the Summer Ale.
Cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams Summer Ale.
It's perfect.
It'd be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer.
It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams Summer Ale.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Responsibly.
Hey, kids, the fireworks are starting.
Woo! That looks like a lawn chair!
That one looks like a patio set.
That one looks like Kmart and Sears giving Shop Your Way members surprise points, which can be redeemed on qualifying purchases until July 9th.
Oh! They're getting very detailed these days.
Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. See shopyourway.com/surprise points for details.
Oh! The Shop Your Way logo!
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Thank you.
over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now's the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
That's Keith Lockhart, who's the conductor of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, introducing the Beach Boys at Boston's Hat Shell last night. The boys and all of us together loving the sound of summertime. All right, let's crank it up, Richie. By the way, they changed the song in the end, California Girls, to Massachusetts Girls. Ding, 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 ding. That crowd went crazy.
Somebody loves singing.
Need a little enhancement. Sounds good though, anyway. Crank it up, Richie. Listen, Massachusetts girl. At the end, they changed it.
Yeah, it is my glove.
Yeah.
Yeah.
wish they could all be Massachusetts girls, Beach Boys, on the Esplanade. It's the it's a strip of land, Rajiv. It goes, we have in Massachusetts, they're in Boston, actually. There are a road, they're kind of not akin. I was trying to make a comparison between Storrow Drive and some of the thoroughfares around the city that are built. Chicago has streets or thoroughfares that aren't real, like, big highways, but they're right. Four-lane roads that sort of skirt around the interesting elements of the city. Anyway, between Storrow Drive and the Charles River is the Esplanade, and that's where the Hatch Shell is, and that's where all of this takes place. Pretty interesting. And if I was thinking through the song, if there's a more American sound than that, I don't know what it is. What it be in terms of groups? I suppose you could say Bruce Springsteen.
I mean, whole sound, sure. Springsteen, America, yeah. The Elvis. Eagles, Elvis.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Yeah. Very uniquely American.
Oh, but the surf sound is definitely uniquely American. Right. I mean, you could say that right. Elvis and the other ones are just rock and roll, but the Beach Boys are surfing. Uniquely American.
Let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Coming in safari with
that's
me.
That's it, surfing USA.
Na 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 na. Gonna go surfing in my pool later.
Time's up.
28. After
thank God.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip for the Day. You know, the 4th of July can be a great holiday for people, but a stressful day for many pets who become frightened by the bright lights and sounds of fireworks. Here are some tips to live by. Don't take your pet to firework displays. Don't ever leave your pet alone in the car. Pets can suffer serious health effects, even death. Keep your pets in a comfortable, quiet area during the 4th of July festivities. Be sure that you remove any items that your pet could destroy or that would be harmful to your pet if he does get stressed out. And if you know that your pet is seriously distressed by loud noises like thunder, consult with a veterinarian before the 4th of July for ways to help alleviate fear and anxiety. Now, if your pet seeks comfort in a bathtub, under a bed, or a small space, normally I would say correct them, but on the 4th of July, let him just get comfortable. Never leave your pets outside unattended. More pets get lost on the 4th of July than any other day because they freak out when they hear the fireworks. Keep your eyes on your pet, know where they are, be safe, and I'm sure you'll both enjoy. I'm Warren Eckstein. I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log.
We are the premier independent talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Having a good day.
I am.
The question. Okay, Richie's having a good day. Kenny, you having a good day?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Sean, are you having a good day?
Oops. Hold on. Sean, are you having a good day?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Okay, Sean McFadden, James. Where did James come from?
I don't know. Sean Michael McFadden.
No, James McFadden. Actually, there is a James McFadden, and that's where it came from. I have an acquaintance that I know who runs a farm equipment dealership in Sharon Springs, New York, down the hill from our affiliate in Cobleskill. His name is James McFadden. Last Saturday I was there for his quarterly auction, buying and selling things. I sold mostly, didn't buy much.
Buying vehicles from a McFadden could be dangerous.
I broke down. Remember, I told you the story. How many times I broke down? That was a woof, what a fiasco.
We have a guy here that actually sits on our board here at the American Study Center.
Yeah.
His name is Ed McFadden, which is my father's name.
Ah.
So every time I see him, it's like, that's a little weird.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, Dad.
Your favorite patriotic song was the subject of our poll over the last 24 hours. Let's see what won. 37% of you agreed with me that America the Beautiful would be and the question wasn't about what ought to be the national anthem, although I think that I feel strongly, frankly, about America the Beautiful being the best song that really typifies or praises America for what it really is. The Star Spangled Banner came in third in our poll behind God Bless America. It got 28% of the support from those who voted at DougStephan.com in our daily poll. 17% said the Star Spangled Banner. 13% said Battle Hymn of the Republic. I don't see that as fitting at all. I do think that the poll came out the way I would shape it. That is, America the Beautiful is the best. God Bless America is second best. And a weak third is the Star-Spangled Banner. Who makes these decisions?
Always I would go for the Jimi Hendrix version, actually, myself.
Of what? Star-Spangled Banner?
Yes, the Star-Spangled Banner.
I know you like
Banner.
That, but it's not it's too noisy. Hey, Sean, does your dad play all this noisy music around the house? Does your mother put up with that, or is she?
He kind of thinks it's nice. It's pretty cool, yeah.
Your mother thinks it's cool?
Kind of, yeah.
Really?
I don't know.
She likes the same music I do. Sean's a rocker.
Yeah, classic rock. he on guitar, yeah. He can play Hawaii 05 or...
Hawaii 50.
Hawaii 50. I always mix those up.
James Bond.
Yeah. He can play those on his guitar.
Yeah, that's good. All right. Keep a focus on, though, as far as you're concerned, Sean, if you're going to play the guitar, you have to pick a classical or a popular style and stick with it and get good at it.
He's going
to
play the trombone.
Good. 76 trombones in the big parade. A lot of talk this week about Target stores and the gun policy that they have requested of their patrons. A first glance at this brings me around to thinking this was much ado about nothing, but then most of the gun control whacker doodles then always think that, no matter who makes a pronouncement about guns, even if this is a please consider thing, they attack Target.
Well,
come on, will you please?
Hey, listen, when you are a privately held company and you decide to take on...
But they aren't a privately held company. It's a public company, publicly traded company.
Well, publicly traded company. If you're a company and you decide to tell people that they can't exercise their constitutional right or a law within your borders of your store, hey, come on now.
What? Come on, what?
Okay, what's next? When you enter a Target, you're not allowed to have free speech?
They didn't say you're not allowed to. They asked you. They didn't go that far. All they did was say, please, if you come to a Target, we'd appreciate it if you didn't bring your gun. That's
please,
all they
if
said.
You come to a Target, we'd appreciate it if you didn't express yourself.
No, freely. That's foolishness.
I just think you're asking for it when you go there.
I think that there's too much focus.
You can't tell me they didn't expect this kind of a reaction. There's no way that they didn't expect this kind of reaction.
To what? They didn't say, if you're going to shop at Target, don't bring a gun. They just said, please consider it. And they didn't counter any local or state ordinances. If it's okay to carry in a state, whatever states it's okay to carry in, they just said, please don't bring a gun.
Please don't buy the birth control pills here at Target because we don't believe in it.
They have birth control at Target?
Sure they do. And they have pharmacies.
Really?
Absolutely they do. So what kind of a reaction do you think they'd get for that, if they said that?
You know what? You can get a reaction for anything.
Exactly.
What happens if they say on the door, wait a minute, hold on a second. Put this note in the door at Target. Illegal immigrants, don't come in and spend your money here.
Right.
Right? How about that? If you voted for Obama, don't come into Target.
Same thing.
Yeah.
You have to expect you're going to get a reaction. Mm-hmm. So... And they likely knew they were going to get a reaction, and they're likely okay with that, or else they wouldn't have said it.
Probably. All right. There's a camera, fascinating technology, a camera around that tracks, in this circumstance, the usage of the equipment that's been at the World Cups, World Cup games, tracking the soccer players, how fast they're running, the distance they're traveling. And this has been done for every game, Richie? Is that every game has been
during
played?
The World Cup, they tracked all of the games, and they were able to... It's a three-camera technology, so they set up three cameras in the stadiums. Yeah. And they've been doing this for football and for soccer and baseball for the last few years. So they started tracking the different sports, and they found out that the average basketball player runs 2.72 miles per game. Okay?
Yeah.
In football, they run only 1.25 miles per game. They don't get too far. But the thing about football is the top speeds are 21.5 miles per hour.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Fast for a human. Yeah. Is this the story that's at DougStephan.com?
It's the story that's at DougStephan.com.
Okay. Right. Okay. So he's running as much as 9.5 miles during a single game.
In baseball, they only run about 1,000 feet.
Really?
Yeah. But in soccer... 9.5 miles per game.
Right, if so many of the baseball players look fat.
Yeah, you don't have to run too far.
Exercise.
If you're in the outfield, you might have to run a little bit.
But 9.5 miles.
Miles if you play soccer.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah. All right, so that story and the explanation of how it all works.
It's really cool technology.
.com. Another story at DougStephan.com focusing on, this is sort of a play on what Matt Lauer asked Mrs. Barra, who runs the remember CEO of General Motors, interviewed by Matt Lauer.
He took that on yesterday on the Today Show head on and said, I got a lot of grief for this question. And then they had their panel with Martha Stewart and all the contributors there.
Usual.
And they talked about them being moms, and Martha Stewart obviously being a powerful CEO. And, so he hit it head on yesterday and just talked about it and, realized he got a bunch of garbage for it.
There's an unusually frank interview that we have played up at DougSteffen.com from today's show. The woman who runs PepsiCo, her name is Indra Nooyi.
Yeah.
She said that she doesn't think that women can have it all. She says that having a career requires women to sacrifice some aspects of life, including motherhood. She said, quote, I don't think women can have it all. I just don't think so. She was talking to the owner of the Atlantic Media Company at the Aspen Ideas Festival. We pretend we have it all. We pretend we can have it all. She said, and every day you have to make decisions about whether you're going to be a wife or a mother. In fact, many times during the day, you have to make those decisions. And you have to co-opt a lot of people to have them help you. We co-opted our families to help us. We plan our lives meticulously so we can be decent parents. But if you ask our daughters, I'm sure that they'll say that I've been a good mom. I'm not sure. I'll try all kinds of coping mechanisms. She's been married 34 years. She has two daughters. As an example, she explained that she had to, she usually skipped a Wednesday morning class coffee with other mothers at her daughter's school.
This is awesome.
My daughter would come home and she would list off all the mothers that were there and say, you weren't there, Mom. First, a couple of times, I would die with guilt, but I developed coping mechanisms. I called the school and said, give me a list of mothers that are not there. So when she came home in the evening, you weren't there. You weren't there. This mother wasn't there. Aha! Mrs. Red wasn't there. Right. So-and-so wasn't there. So I'm not the only bad mother.
Billy's mom wasn't there either, so take that.
So when I saw this, it really annoyed me.
Did it? Why?
Because welcome to equality. None of us can have it all.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to, she runs a great big company. I work hard and I have to make choices and I have to make sacrifices too. I can't be.
Wait, did it annoy you?
That's what she's saying, though. I think she's agreeing with you.
What about it annoyed you?
Yeah. Well, that she's saying that the way she's framing it is that no women can have it all.
Like,
they have to make this big choice of being a wife or a mother or working. And, now in 2014, we all have to make that choice. I have to work. I can't do all the things that I would want to do as a father because I have responsibilities. Everybody does.
Mm-hmm. I think sometimes these things get played. We get played by the news media. It takes a lot of this stuff and twists it and turns it around. Frankly, I don't know. It becomes a faux controversy, although I do think it's a good examination. I mean, I think the thing around Matt Lauer was kind of silly, but I do think this is an important discussion to have because I think people do have
The real conversation is when are women going to be totally the breadwinners so that us lazy guys can stay home.
Yeah, there you go. So, Sean, what would it be like if your dad was home all day? Well, when you came home from school, what happens if your mother and your father change roles? If your mother were working all the time and your dad was home, what do you think life would be like at your house?
Be a bit crazy because dad doesn't really have an experience or that type of stuff.
But I thought your father did a lot of the cooking, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's a pretty good cook.
Yeah. So what else is there to being a mother or dad other than cooking?
We'd go out skateboarding.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, there you go. That was the bottom line.
We do the fun stuff.
All we do all day.
There you go. The Doug Steffen Good Day program, happy 4th of July. Imagine getting a good night's rest, less urgency. Getting up to go to the bathroom at night is a pain in the neck. I know because I've experienced it. Don't anymore because I'm on PT9 and you can be as well. Gentlemen, don't start your engines. Go to bed, sleep for 7 or 8 hours, and don't get up. That's the message. Once you feed your prostate the proper way with the 9 ingredients in PT9, you will find your world changes back to the way you liked it. You liked it. when you didn't have to get up in the middle of the night. And more important, your partner liked it when you didn't have to get up in the middle of the night. That's what PG9 is all about. And that's basically why more women call this number than men. 800-811-3790. Join the tens of thousands of women who have called, and thousands of women will call today to order the PT9 formula, which has all kinds of benefits, healthy prostate, which is good for the man you love. You want to keep him around a long time. This feeds his prostate, keeps it healthy. Normal flow, complete bladder emptying, all that stuff, important to the man. What's important to you is you're not going to get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. That's what you save when you're using PT9. You save a good night's rest. 800-811-3790. Call now. And get a, if you're nice to the people, tell them, hey, I listen to Doug Steffen. They'll give you a supply of Heart Factors Plus to go along with PT9. Call now, order and use and enjoy and like and benefit from PT9. 800-811-3790.
It's Sam Adams' summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light. It's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams' summer ale.
It's perfect. It'd
be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams' summer ale.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Mass. State, West Boston.
Making sure your kids maintain good oral health is no easy task. Contributor to Pregnancy Magazine, Megan Meany.
I am a mother of two boys, and getting them to brush for the 2 minutes recommended by dentists is nearly impossible. Now, I recently discovered this app, the Disney Magic Timer app by Oral-B. It takes the act of brushing and turns it into a game. Kids are challenged to continue brushing for 2 minutes. As they brush, a Disney or Marvel character image is revealed on the screen. There is an Oral-B brushing study that says 9 out of 10 kids will brush longer using this app. It's already been named the number one app by Apple in the age group 6 to 8, and you can download it for free from Google Play or Apple.
Picking the right toothbrush is key.
When kids are 4 months to 24 months, they need something bigger that covers a lot of surface area and has to have super soft bristles. As they get older, they need a toothbrush that reaches everything. So Oral-B stages are great. They're designed to develop with your kids.
Go to oralb.com/stages.
Check the television report. Pretty interesting story. Going back to the first summer of being a broadcast success, the Seinfeld show. This sitcom had an 8 rating, made it number 14 during the summer of 1989. Today, that same rating would tie with Sunday Night Football for the biggest show on television. To underline that, the top show of the year ties the number 14 show of the summer of 89 in an era when summer was considered a TV dead zone. So Seinfeld, the number 17 show with a 9.5 rating, far better than the rating of any show on the air today. Let's see, what's come close? The Walking Dead. Ratings have fallen so much, the number show, number two show today, The Walking Dead, wouldn't be good enough to crack the top 30 in the summer of 89.
Well, it just goes to show you the fracturing of the television that we watch. I mean, remember when we were kids and you had three choices?
Three choices, that was it. Yep. Well, the interesting thing is there are more choices all the time. Netflix and some of the things that have happened to Amazon.
Right.
Since 24 came on, when it went away 4 years ago, it had about 8 million viewers. Typical 24 show would have about 8 million viewers. 10 million now is there, which shows something pretty interesting, whether it's about competitions, about the good stories, whatever it is. But it really is very interesting, as you've suggested, with the old business about 500 channels. Somebody's watching Home and Garden TV. Somebody's watching Discovery.
Right.
All that stuff, takes away from...
It's one of the reasons I got out of the car business. It became so... The pie got cut so thin that it was just... It made it tough.
Carol Kane is going to go to that TV show Gotham. She was in Taxi. Don't you remember her?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's been in 2 and a Half Men, Ugly Betty, that sort of thing.
The Princess Bride.
Yeah. So there's another story. Other than that, enjoy the 4th of July by watching a lot of old reruns. Man, they have marathons on top of marathons going on most of the cable channels. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
July 4th weekend, the 4th of July week actually is the most vacation week. What's that done for air travelers? Well, what's the storm done to the traveling public on the East Coast? We'll find out about that. Plus, the mania surrounding shoes and scrutiny in airports because of the security threat, so we've been told. Let's find out how real that may be as well. Tom Parsons from BestFares.com joins us with travel news in a moment here on Good Day.
This weekend during Guitar Center's 4th of July sale, save up to 50% off our guaranteed lowest price on the gear you need to get out and play. Like all American-made Breed Love acoustic guitars, 15% off. A Simmons electronic drum set for just $2.99. Or M Audio Studio monitors just $99 each. And pick up a boom mic stand for just $19. Plus special extended financing when you use your Guitar Center gear card. The only question is, where will you play? Now through Sunday, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
This line's boring.
Whoa, talking super excited.
Impressive, huh? Now let's go find some fun.
I'm getting groceries.
Oh, you could get those anytime. Bow!
I love roller coasters.
You know what else you'll love? Super 8's great rates. And with so many super destinations, you could find fun almost anywhere. Are you even listening?
Huh? Sorry.
Funnel cake. Get some every time. Go to Super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8. Destination super. All Super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated.
Our travel news is brought to you by the folks at Super 8. Go to Super8.com to find your super destination. Super8.com. Tom Parsons from BestFares.com. Let's start with a storm and what airlines have done or haven't done or need to do or don't need to do. This has been a big hullabaloo. The news media has had a heyday with this. Are travelers really being affected by this storm?
Well, I think if you're probably somewhere in the Carolinas or maybe on the near Myrtle Beach and up that way up to maybe Norfolk, that's the area inland. I mean, near the ocean, sure, I think those areas are going to be affected. But I mean, the good news is probably not going to affect, as it stands right now, we see no announcements from Southwest, or which is the largest airline in America carrying more passengers, but or from American and United or Delta, that they're canceling any flights above Norfolk right now, or they may have to cancel any flights. So that's good news. And then, again, they'll be flying around these storms. You know, they'll just use a different route map, a new highway in the sky, to get you around those storms, because the pilots don't want to be in that turbulence like anybody else. So.
No, it's no fun. That's an interesting anecdotal question about the skyways. The way the system works now, they fly over cities because of air traffic control centers. There is a proposal, has been for a couple of years, to get direct flights, saving fuel and time, that sort of thing.
They just opened up a new pathway. Where was it? Somewhere down in the southwest, I think.
Well, the air traffic is, there are two systems, one for commercial air traffic and one for military.
Right. They opened up one of those military skyways for the commercial to be able to fly through, and therefore saving a lot of money. I just can't remember where it was.
Tom, why do they have these two systems?
They fly different. You know, they have two different type of flight controls, air traffic controls. One controls the commercials, and then and they fly at different heights too. They fly at different routes. They can do whatever they want, and the commercial planes and the air traffic controllers can know which lanes they got to stay on.
How much discretion does a pilot have to go up and down, or to take a different route to cut off time? You hear sometimes they say, "Well, we're going to do this. We're going to go a different way to save time." How much?
Well, they may do that, but it's coming from air traffic control. Mm-hmm. But what you may see is you're at 30,000 feet and you're just hitting any heavy turbulence, or you're at 20-some thousand feet and you're hitting heavy turbulence, and they'll go up. They'll get permission to go up 4 or 5, or just do it on their own. Yeah. Take it up to 4 or 5 thousand feet.
All right, so
they'll be on that pathway.
So let's spend a minute talking about how people may or may not be inconvenienced. The TSA and other agencies like it around the world say they're going to scrutinize, especially France. There is some worry about shoe bomber and that kind of stuff, basically because the guy from the Delta flight 5-6 years ago came from France. That's about it, right? Yeah. I mean, what does this do to the...
I don't know. You know, last time I was in Europe, they never made me take off my shoes, so... you know, there's a lot of things they do in Europe they don't do. You know, here in the United States, we still do a lot of stuff that they don't do in other parts of the world. And I think they're just trying to make sure they look a little bit harder. And to an extent, you know, where we have nonstop flights coming in from the Middle East or other places, they're going to try to put our people there to make sure they're doing a little bit better job on the security. That's it.
All right. I think it's, as usual, much ado about nothing, more scare stuff. I suppose, what is it? Better be safe than sorry. Tom Parsons, check out his deals.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains fucoidin. There are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.